We've all heard many tales about Bill Gates, the fast cars, how he supposedly didn't practice the best personal hygiene habits, how his legendary temper would flare up to intimidating levels, and so on. But are they urban myth, or are they reality? Well, Bob Herbold worked closely with Bill Gates and can offer his own perspective on working with the man.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Bill Gates is like working with a graduate student. It's all about the problem. He's probably got the same clothes on he wore yesterday, maybe even the day before. He could care less. He's always focused on what the current issue is and why can't we solve it faster. And it creates a great culture at Microsoft. So at Microsoft, the culture is all about what are my problems and what am I doing to fix them and how come it's taking so long? That is the culture of Microsoft. That's a great culture. It's very Toyota-like in terms of the intensity around we have to improve, we have to improve. And there's never a time to sit back and pat yourself on the back, which is one thing. On one hand, that's kind of cruel. On the other hand, that's just the way it is. And people take pride in being fast afoot. So it was a fun time. So I get this job at Microsoft, or I'm interviewing for this job. I didn't know whether to leave Procter & Gamble. That's a great company. Holy cow. But I always loved the IT business. So I spend a day with Gates, he invites me back, I go back the next week, we spend the day together, and then that happens a third time, and it looks like we're ready to go, and he said, well, I'm going to have you talk to a bunch of people in the organization that will give you a feel for what it's like to work at Microsoft. I said, well, that'd be a good idea. So one guy I talked to in the late afternoon that day, his name was Paul Moritz, South African. He was running the product groups. Paul was an incredibly skilled technologist, but kind of low profile. And so I get in this session with him, and he said, you know, I just don't know what I'm supposed to do here, but I think I'm supposed to tell you what it's like to work here. And do you have any questions? He was a man of few words. And I said, well, not really. I think that I'm getting a good feel for it. And he said, well, by the way, did anybody tell you about Bill Gates' temper? And I said, not really. He said, oh, you got an incredible temper. And I said, oh, well, I've worked with people who get feisty, you know. He said, no, you don't understand. This guy has an incredible temper. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah. He said, as a matter of fact, I'll bet you're not here 2 weeks. And he'll be looking you in the eye and say, you are the dumbest person on earth. I said, wow. He said, the reason why I tell you that story is it's important to you, for you to know that you're only going to hold the record for about a half hour. But as soon as Gates would blow up, he was immediately back at the person an hour later saying, hey, I'm not mad at you, I'm mad at the problem. How come we can't solve this problem? You know, what's wrong with this organization? How are we moving so slow, etc.? So he was all about moving the company ahead. So his heart was incredibly in the right place. And you soon began to realize, man, this guy is really a team player. He just wants the best for this company. And it was a treat to work with him. He's very, very human-oriented. One of the funniest people you'd ever meet in your life. He was hilarious. But it's just a great guy to work with.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.